Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
okay, welcome everyone to our Blog Talk Radio show with Dr. Alali. And it's our first show of the new year. And we welcome everyone to the call tonight, Dr. Alali.
Woman of God, I am so ecstatic with joy today. Welcome to the show, everyone. I salute you all as archangels, as we're in this galaxy of stars. Every single one of you are like a star, shining bright and giving hope to so many people who are searching and in great anxiety and despair. We have the awesome opportunity to safeguard our families, our communities, our neighborhoods, the cities, our nations, and actually our world by elevating the consciousness and awareness of healthy environments and safeguarding and reducing our exposure to air and radiation toxins. I hope that I want to thank everybody for interrupting their evening to be intentional about being on this line to hear what I've got to say. Someone asked me if I would have gone into the ministry because these radio shows have turned into fervent, effectual prayer conferences and proclamation conferences and prophetic conferences. And I said, that's because maybe it's kind of arrogant to think that God himself tunes into the Tuesday night radio show to hear our work on the earth. But I tell you what, the testimonies that have been forthcoming have been so phenomenal that I am just overjoyed. Soli is doing the exceeding. That little solar unit for the solar window, there's so many testimonies I'm going to share as the show goes forward. But we've dedicated this month to talking about radioactive gases. We've been talking about radon because the Office of the Surgeon General has issued a nationwide National Awareness Month telling everybody to get out, get your radiation, your radon radiation kits. They're selling at Lowe's and Home Depot and your local hardware store. They average between $16 to $25. And that price is for you for a gas sample collecting kit unit that you put in your home. You put it in a room. You shut the room for 2 to 3 days until the indicator on that unit indicates that the gas sample is full, and then you ship it to the lab. It takes somewhere between 4 and 8 weeks. They read it, and they send you back the results. If you have a large family, my recommendation is that you go and get a Pro 3 radon digital meter. Just search Amazon for a radon digital electric meter. They're about $200 now. So if you can get a couple family members to all pitch in, everybody needs to have their house checked. It used to, the thought was that if you had a basement, you need to get your house checked. But now they're saying if you're built on a slab, you need to get your house checked because there's so much uranium decaying in the soil that is off-gassing as radon, and in January in particular, it gets so cold and the radon gets concentrated, and then it comes in your house and it hits that heat and it expands. So the Office of the Surgeon General is telling everybody to check your radon. Question, can it contaminate your water? The answer is absolutely yes. So there are actually sample kits, and I'm going to send out everybody an email blast on the radio show, even though you didn't get one today. But I'm going to put the contact information in it for Cecilia at Westinghouse, who sells the water radon test kits, because radon can get in your well water. If you have an opening in your water system, radon can get in there and contaminate your water. If you're showering, you can breathe that radon in and assault your lungs. Any of your friends, neighbors that have lung cancer, that's the number one indicator that they may have high radon levels in their homes or workplaces and need to immediately evaluate the house or the workplace for radon. There's just so many testimonies. We haven't had a time to testify since before December, and just before the show opens, my Canadian family is on the line. I want to take time to personally thank each and every one of you. You are the strength that I climb with, the strength that I stand on, and I am so excited about our program moving forward and expanding the testing, since we're in dialogue with some investors. We are talking to congresspeople, are hearing about our technology. I just met with a congressperson that's very excited about getting us access to some funding sources. We've done some innovative things with the capacitors that we use in our mitigation program, and Soli has afforded us the opportunity to do some extraordinary things. I mean, we're just doing some creative things with her that I'm not at liberty to share now, but I will be, you know, by the springtime. Soli is she's just phenomenal. She's phenomenal what she's doing with the window energy. I happened to be at a conference where we presented her this weekend, and we put the Soli on. We demonstrated how radioactive your beverages can become, your water and your tea and your soda drinks. When you go to the grocery store and scan them, and people that had beverages, we tested them, and 100% of them had a radioactive charge. And we just went to the window and stuck the drink in the window, barcode first, for 3 seconds, and Soli rebalanced everything. Everybody's drink was rebalanced. And we got to play with her because the new nanos and nanobiobalancers, we've enhanced them. They have some of the Soli link in them, but now we've enhanced them. So the next generation is coming out. The nanobiobalancers are actually here. The nanos are coming out with Soli link. They will all have a integrated link with this solar. And imagine a cell phone that has solar power, that can engage solar power. Are we not in the future? Should we change our name to Galaxy One? Should we change this radio station to Galaxy One? Because we're doing something that's seen on Star Trek. There's no telling what kind of heights and depths that Soli is going to take us to. And so having said that, you know, I want to just open the line because those of you that have Soli in, one of the number one things, feedback that we're getting back, is everybody is saying, I have the most incredible, peaceful sleep and rest. And the weight loss has been incredible. People have lost an average of about 12 pounds since we put Soli in their house, and I know I'm down 11 pounds. And so I just want to open up the line. Any testimonies on the line tonight on the show?
Yeah. Hello, Dr. A.
Hey, Mr. Canada. Hey. Lynn. How are you, sir?
Yeah, it's Len here, and I've got something more on Brian.
Oh, my goodness. For those tuning in, Brian is a gentleman we met up in Canada who came to our conference in Montreal during the Ecosphere. And he was a gentleman who is a diabetic patient with amputations of both limbs. And his blood sugars were in the 300, and he had a hemoglobin A1C of 24. And he's been using the technology now since August and sends his report to us from Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn. Tell us. We're anxious to hear.
Yeah, okay. I saw Brian just over the holidays, January the 14th. And he's telling me now, instead of injecting himself 5 times a day, he is now down to 1.
Wow.
Yep. And he hovers around 6 with his
hemoglobin.
Yeah, that is a miracle.
Yep. Yeah, he's pretty well around 5, 6, 7. So he's doing pretty good.
That is fantastic. That is really fantastic. That's like miraculous.
Yeah.
And I saw Dr. Smithy Incus. She called me over the holidays, and she said her doctor's calling her eye a miracle because she had
she has ocular hypertension, high blood pressure in her left eye, and how she uses the nano, the biobalancer on the flashlight for that eye, and how, like, in 15 minutes, it was hemorrhaging. I mean, the eye was truly bloodshot. And how her surgery, the eye went down to 16, the pressure went down to 16, and they didn't have to do radical surgery on her eye. She's so grateful. And so we were at a conference together on Sunday because I wanted to see her eye. We had to do a conference in Maryland, and it was just unbelievable, unbelievable. And her eye, the pressure, she says her eyesight is so keen. She saw a penny way across the parking lot. And she says, you know, it's just amazing how she can see without her glasses. So she was giving, singing the praises about the technology. But that's very fabulous. And I'm hopeful that this year is going to be our year that we get funding for the diabetic clinical trials, because we have enough case studies now, people who are presenting their case studies, their self studies, and it is been real encouraging. It's really encouraging, and we are positioned now. We are moving forward, talking to insurance companies. So my Canadian family, I need you to get me some contacts in Canada, because you are more ready than the United States. You are more ready because you already have environmental health. And those of you that are tuning in and listening in, this is Health Talk Radio. Yes, every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We've been talking now for almost 2 years about environmental health and reducing our exposure to air and radiation toxins. People say, why haven't we heard this on the radio? Why haven't we seen this on the television? Well, if you know, when the federal agencies and government enterprises, they are dealing with problems. They circulate the information on the internet because they reach, you know, an educated consumer, people who can really take the knowledge and do something with it. And I'm a registered nurse. I'm a scholar and resident at Columbia University in New York, and I'm in that network. It was through the internet that I found out that our environments were so toxic. And because I was sickened by toxins in my house, I sought to get health physicists to come and evaluate the house, and I happened to get a medical doctor who was a health physicist who was connected to a fleet of nuclear engineers. And I began to learn so much. I learned so much about environmental radiation coming from electrical currents, static charges and chemical compounds, like household cleaners. And we've been convening every week so we can share our testimony, share our information, empower one another, encourage one another. And I've been mobile all around the United States and Canada, kind of just collecting data, seeing what works where. And I've been so fortunate to have so many people believe in me, because when it comes down to the end of the day, all of us were created to make this earth a better place. You are uniquely designed. You're a masterpiece, as Joe Osteen says. You're a masterpiece, and you're empowered because of you. When I've heard all these testimonies for the last several months about improved health, better family health, you know, improve community. Every one of you have been an angel and a hero, educating people about reducing their exposure and educating them about the use of a nanotechnology that's an electrical safety device. The technology was never engineered to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. But like so many things invented for one thing, people are highly innovative. We, in this culture today, people are highly engaging, innovative, enterprising, and investigative. And I feel so blessed to find and hook up with so many people who have the entrepreneurial spirit, who have the spirit of community and the spirit of being, you know, a hero, and are willing to go the extra mile to make a difference and make a change. And we're the ones that make the world go around. Where would we be if Albert Einstein hadn't gone to the 900th realm of testing light and testing electricity and trying to make a light bulb? I mean, we may not have the conveniences of today. We turn on a switch and we get light that illumines our homes and our workplaces, that we can be productive and have life abundant and have living. And so I'm so blessed and honored, because it doesn't take a big army. It takes a few dedicated people to make a difference and make a change. And 2017 is our year of impact. 2017 is our year of funding. We have enough documentation. When we met with the investors, we did the demonstration. They said this project is worthy of substantial money to make it a global rollout. We've got to validate and verify. They're bringing in their experts to validate and verify our technology. And they're going to be doing their due diligence over the next few months. They already have the information, and I'm going to be educating whatever experts they bring together on how to use these equipment to test and validate. They're going to be taken at the independent labs, and I'm so excited about this phase, because it's time. It's time to roll out. We've been waiting, and we've done our due diligence. And, you know, when I think about Dr. Barbara Reynolds, if you've been watching the Internet or the news, you've seen Coretta Scott King is at the forefront of the national news, because not only did she write a letter to ask the Supreme Court not to approve Senator Jeff Sessions, so he was not fit to be a federal judge, but the memoir that took 20 years to write by the Right Reverend Dr. Barbara Reynolds, who is one of the founding editors of USA Today. She's world-renowned, one of the top female. She's in the top 10 female journalists of the world. And Coretta Scott King commissioned her to write her memoirs, and she died before they were finished. She died at the age of 77 before they could be finished. There were three legal battles. They sued Dr. Reynolds to stop writing the book, you know. And then they said start writing the book and stop writing the book. And three litigations to stop this memoir from coming forth. And finally, they circled around and they agreed that the memoir should come forth. And so it came forth as Coretta's Life, Love, and Legacy. And it's now on the Legacy Tour. And there was a half page written in the New York Times on this memoir Sunday. And by the same token, in the New York Post, it's in the Washington Post, I think, yesterday. They had a big release in Atlanta. The lines wrapped around the King Center down there. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because we had Dr. Reynolds on the radio show. She was going blind in her right eye. She had a hole in the eye. Her macula was swollen. Her sight was 20/100. She was legally blind. She was fighting to finish the book while she was losing her sight. They want her to stop and do radical surgery. that was going to put her back behind the year in getting that book finished. And look how awesome God is. She was praying for a miracle. She was praying for intervention. She was calling on God for help. And I've known Dr. Reynolds for, almost 30 years. And something inspired me to contact her. I said, you know, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. for a couple of days. And I said, we need to hook up. And we hooked up. She was sad and she was stressed. She said, I've got to have surgery on my eye. I'm like, what kind of surgery are you talking about? She told me, I said, I tested her with two-finger Bedore testing. I said, you have energy loss in your eye. You're imbalanced. You have a failed Bedore testing. I said, we need to have your doctor look at circulation and energy in the eye. I said, meanwhile, you need to get your office checked. You need to get your house checked. And the radiation levels were so high. I said, you're getting slammed in the face, and your glasses are holding the static charge. And she said, please, please, get my house done. Retrofit my house, retrofit my office, retrofit my eyes, whatever you need to do. And I said, we have the nanotechnology for you that can block this static. We retrofitted her office, retrofitted her home, put those numbers down, 30 all the way down to 22, retrofitted her glasses, took the static out, and in 10 days, the sight went from 2100. It improved all the way up to 2040, and all of the swelling went out of the eye. By the time a month rolled by, the sight was down to 20/30, and the hole in the macula had started to heal. 6 weeks out, the macula had healed. More than that, about 10 weeks, the hole had totally closed. But this was so amazing. It's been now about 9 months. The eye has continued to get stronger, and Dr. Reynolds called me about 3 days ago. She said, sit down, Doc. She said, I got to tell you something. She said, my ophthalmologist, the surgeon that was going to do the surgery on the eye, he said, this is a miracle. I've never seen an eye heal like this. And she said that she went to another doctor who did what's called an electrical derm test on her to evaluate scars in her body. That test found where the cataract had been removed in the left eye, but the right eye, where the hole was, it didn't even find the scar tissue where the hole had healed. And that doctor said that the healing in that eye was so remarkable. It was so perfect. It was as if the eye had never been sick. It was as if the hole had never happened. Because anytime you have that type of trauma in soft tissue, there's usually some kind of scarring. It was perfect. There was no scarring at all. And that speaks to the future of having healthier environments that balance the energy. And so the miracle of this weekend that the book got launched on time, on schedule, on the eve of the inauguration of the 45th president, at a historical moment in time, because we know about Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, he's a world hero. But whoever talked about the love that fortified him through the darkest hours of his life? I mean, we knew that his house got bombed. But when you read this book, and you can go to Amazon.com, it's number one in three categories on Amazon. It's only $40. It's only $30. You can order it from Amazon.com. When you order this book, know that you are affirming her testimony to the world that we helped, we fortified a world-renowned author to be able to finish one of the most memorable events of her life. The memoirs of a global hero, a woman who stood in the face of giants that threatened to kill her and her children for the sake of civil rights, a woman who loved a man who was in the trenches of lions and serpents and snakes and bombs and beatings and jails. Yeah, two books that are so amazing. And I'm happy that our efforts, our wisdom, our technology, our love, our prayers, the prayers that all of you prayed for me to sustain me, helped to fortify a world legend. Dr. Barbara Reynolds is a legend. This woman was in the civil rights movement with Martin Luther King. This woman ran for her life, was chased with dogs to help people get voting rights. I mean, we touched somebody who has touched decades of history, especially African-American history, to bring equality in the nation. And what if she didn't have her Nano Bio Bouncer on? What if she didn't have her house retrofitted? What if she didn't know about energy and reducing her exposure? We may not have the opportunity to share in her success as her book climbs to the New York Times best-selling list. Each and every one of you can take ownership in the success of this story that was written, because all of you bought the Nanos, bought the Q1s and the Q2s. You financed my dream. You financed me. You strengthened me to be able to stay at the grind and catching these visions on how this technology should have its evolution. And now that it has become solar, her house was the second house to have solar installators. We put one in her office. So as she was writing and laboring and reading and editing, she would have energy from the sun. She would have harmonics coming through the windows that gave her the strength and momentum. And to watch the evolution of this and to have been part of this kind of history, this is nothing more than an honor, a crown of honor, that we helped history to be written and archived. We helped to sustain an architect of history. That's what Coretta Scott King called her. So, Dr. Barbara, you are an architect of history because she documented the civil rights movement that went from Martin Luther King, Stevie Wonder, all of the who's who in that movement, Representative Congressman John Lewis, who's in the media because he's refusing to attend the inauguration. And I hope, and I just want to, in this inaugural week, to say, you know, our journey continues. There's a lot of opposition to climate change, and there's a lot of opposition to environmental data and environmental health, but we shall overcome and it shall get better. And I'm believing that the Trump administration will be the first insurance company to authorize retrofitting of environments, environmental manipulation, to take down the burden of disease exacerbation and the economic feat that it is plaguing America with. Every child that has an asthma attack, that's $40,000 rolling through the emergency room, especially if it's so bad that the child can't breathe and they have to do multiple things and hospitalize them. Every stroke is now $250,000 if you're in an acute phase where you lose speaking and you lose walking. It starts at $250,000. I know people with million-dollar bank accounts. You know, we're losing our ability to protect the unborn. Every premature birth is scratching on $1 million. You know, I used to be working case management for premature birth prevention. At the time, the insurance company I was working for was spending an average of $3.5 million a month just on babies that were born premature. A month. And part of the intervention that we had to do was being more thorough, intentional in identifying the at-risk population and trying to get them in the hospital right around the seventh month. We would have them check in twice a week, and we were able to catch these premature births, and literally, by starting the intervention a month before, save the insurance company $3 million. We reduced it from $3.5 million down to actually $2.8 million just from early intervention. And I'm saying all that to say we didn't even know the environmental factors, high EMF radiation, would stimulate mothers to have premature birth and spontaneous abortions. When I think about the knowledge we have now and the opportunity we have now with all the documentation we have and instruments for validation, I'm stepping high. For those of you that have been praying for me after being hit by this truck, I want you to know that a miracle has occurred. I can now lift my leg up 4 feet, which is a miracle, something I couldn't even do 90 days ago. I have more stamina and energy, and I'm so excited because we have a new technology that I'm going to introduce, not next week, but the week after, that's going to be readily available for all of you. It connects with the Soli, it connects with the Q1, and it helps to bring down vibration in the bed. And I'm so excited about how this technology is going to help us with retrofitting beds. We have learned so much from the astronauts, the electrophysicists from NASA, and that conference we went to last May in Virginia. We've continued to dialogue with them. Dr. Smithy Incus has hooked up with some other medical doctors that are working with, you know, people, idiopathic environmental illnesses and people who are electrosensitive. And we believe we have scratched the surface of something really huge. So having said that, is there any more testimonies on the line tonight?
Well, Dr. A, in getting back to Brian, he saw his doctor, and the doctor says to him, she says, I don't know what's happening, but she says, you're healing tremendously well, and I can't understand why.
So wow.
He tried to explain to her, and she somehow doesn't see the light, I guess, that what he's doing is what's helping him improve. So it's difficult to get the doctor to understand. Pardon?
I said, you know, it's not going to be difficult to understand when you send me your email, Lynn. I'm going to give you my email. You can send it an email to me at admin@MeChiHealth, admin at MeChiHealth. We have finished a PowerPoint that has a coding in it. And when the doctor sees where these codes are at in her diagnostic manual, she will be able to understand. Because this is what we are demonstrating. This is what people are finding. Number one, that the nanobio balancer, when you set a glass of water on it for 1 minute, it will increase the pH of the water by 1 point. Therefore, from a physical point, from a physics point, it is increasing the energy in water, and it's increasing the oxygen uptake in water, and it's increasing the alkali. So if it does that in a glass of water, theoretically, it's doing that in the body. Now, it's so amazing. We have the Soli relays now. And the Soli relays, for those of you taking the training, they go in the middle of the QW 2x2, the utility filter. And I'm telling you that they go on the hot water tank and they go on the electric panel. That everyone that we have upscaled their water system with the new Soli relay, and they have Solis in their windows, I'm telling you that it has increased the alkaline in the water, discharged the static, brought that solar energy up into the water. And people who are 70 years old, honest to God, don't look an hour over 40. People who are 60 years old are looking 30. People are so young looking. It is doing such incredible things to the skin that I'm totally blown away.
Well,
I am totally blown away at the relay, the Soli relay, and Soli. The Soli system is off the chart. It's totally off the chart. It is totally off the chart. It makes the sun, it feels like you're in the rainforest. The skin, it makes people's skin so soft and supple looking. It's just amazing. I posted up a picture on Facebook because I can't believe what it is. I had no makeup on. And it made me look like I had a sheer foundation. People are saying, what are you doing to your skin? Some friends of mine took me out to dinner after we met with the congressperson last week. And I'm like, what's on your skin? And I said, listen, I have no foundation on. I said, this is just how the water does the skin. And they were like, your hands don't even look like they're in their 20s. I said, yeah, I have really useful hands. And I have the tissue perfusion in my body is phenomenal. I mean, it's just amazing how I have so much oxygen at the surface of my skin. And it gives everybody that's in these houses with Soli, with the Soli relay in the water system, it's not unique to me. That's everybody. We did a pastor's house, and his wife is there in the 70s. Her age regressed, so I mean, she was like 30 years old in 10 days. Everybody on her job was saying, what are you doing? Is it your makeup? What have you done? She said, I'm bathing in solar-powered water. I have a water system that's powered by the sun. The way it restructures the water and processes the water and discharges the static from the water, it's just phenomenal. It is phenomenal. So I'm so excited. I can't hardly contain myself. I'm just so excited about what the future is holding. And I'm telling you, this is happening this year. Not only are we getting, potential investors, we're getting people who know how to manage the business, who can get us contracts. Because they basically said, Doc, we're ready to get you some contracts. People need this technology, and we're so excited about it. So, does anyone else have any other testimonies?
Well, it's Len here again. I have a lady that I believe I mentioned before that she had trouble breathing, and she would get 9 or 10 angina attacks a day.
Mm.
And I was talking to her the other day, and she's breathing much better, and she does not get 9 or 10 angina attacks a day anymore.
That is huge.
Yep.
That is
she's
like
down
so
pretty
huge.
Well around 2 or 3, and they don't last very long.
Well, that is huge. And yep. While we are talking about that, I want to share a nutritional update with everyone. We have been introduced, and I think I may have shared it last week, but I'm definitely going to, or the week, whenever last time we were on the air. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Lynn, you were saying something else?
No, that's about it for me for tonight.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
No, we'll let somebody else do their testimonial.
Well, I want to give these two tidbits. I was talking to Dr. Smith Ingus. We were talking about the nutritional needs, in particular, of people in radiation zone 1. And someone had shared with us some information about, remember when the nuclear reactors went off in Japan? And they were passing out all that iodine over there. And so we went to a doctor that had an electrical diagnostic system. And I went to her, and she was telling me that I had these nutritional deficiencies. And she said, you know, you really need some iron. And I was telling her how iron is so constipating. Most people can't take iron. I said, I would rather, if I'm low, I'll go get some juicy juice, whatever it is about juicy juice. When I worked in the pediatric clinic, the doctors would tell the mothers to give children 2 ounces of juicy juice with each meal because something about juicy juice attaches to iron and helps the absorption of iron, whatever it is. But it really worked because all of our children that had anemia and they put them on juicy juice, it would really help with their anemia. So anyway, she turns me on to this product from Germany. I'm going to spell it out for everybody. It's called Floradix Vitamins and Minerals. Floradix. Vitamins and minerals. And it has non-constipating iron. The second thing she said was from Solray, Solray, Solray Nutrition. They have a kelp with folic acid in it. Whatever it is about the combination with kelp and folic acid is really potent for the heart and the organs and cells. And Foladix, some people sell it for like $40 a bottle. But one of my friends, she is like a coupon searcher type of person. She went on the internet and found it for $21 at Walmart. I couldn't believe Walmart was even selling it. But I'm telling you, I have been taking this stuff for 2 weeks now. I've been taking it maybe a little longer than 2 weeks. I've been taking it since the 26th day of December. And I am totally blown away by my energy level. I had a lot of energy. But I feel like the strength of my body, like in my 30s. The strength in my legs and pelvic girdle is just amazing after this accident. And so it's just been so incredible. Everything has been so incredible. So I wanted to share that information for everybody to run out. Get on the internet. The Solray kelp and folic acid is the best kelp I've ever taken. I mean, you feel the power from the first kelp. And so I said, look at this.
I'm just going to share this with everybody. You know, you need to confer with your doctor before you're taking any type of vitamins to make sure they're not contraindicated with any other health regimen that you're on. But these products are doing phenomenal. And the other thing that I learned that I've been doing, helped me with my additional 11-pound loss, is apple cider vinegar. I don't know if you've been watching CNN, but CNN did this report on detoxing your body with apple cider vinegar. They were talking about all these environmental toxins and how they slow down metabolism, and they were saying how the organic apple cider vinegar helps the body detox and helps keep your blood vessels agile to help with the, you know, prevent hardening of arteries, et cetera. And, of course, everybody's talking about forks over knife, eat vegetables and not meat. I started with this. They had a story about this college student that lost 37 pounds in a month. And then she started telling everybody to use apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons in the morning with a half a cup of warm water, and then a tablespoon with every meal with a half a cup of warm water. She helped one of her students, one of her peers, lose 130 pounds in like almost 6 months. Apple cider vinegar. And I've been telling people, and I found so many people who say they've lost an average of 10 pounds a month using just apple cider vinegar, not changing anything else in their diet. So I was amazed to find how it tones you up, and it just is amazing. So these are some things. We talk about how the environmental toxins affect us. We know that EMF radiation demineralizes the bone. That's the big study in NASA. That's why the main reason why they were studying static, the effects of electromagnetic radiation from the electrical circuits and the wireless infrastructure on space capsules, and then to learn that this radiation demineralizes the bones, and you couple that with weightlessness and gravity, you really have a big problem in trying to keep calcium in the bone. So I actually went to a lecture that astronaut Bernard Harris did at Columbia University talking about a device that he made that pats the bottom of the foot to stimulate stress on the skeletal frame so the body will matriculate and keep calcium inside the bone. So all of this is coming to fruition. It's coming to fruition, and God has an exciting year for us. This is the year of great expectation. And I may have shared this, but I'm going to share it again. That Christmas morning, my phone rang at 10 minutes after 7. It was one of the city councilmen women from the East Coast. She said, "Get up, Dr. Lully. There's some millionaires on a conference call." It's a young man from California. He's in Atlanta, but he's conducting this call from Atlanta, but he's from your neck of the woods. I said, "Oh, really?" She said, "Get up. I want you to listen to this." And I said, "If anybody is calling me at 7 o'clock in the morning on Christmas, tell me to get on the conference call. I'm going to get up and get on the conference call." I got on this conference call, and I was totally blown away at the fervor of this young man. He had to be, I'm going to say, mid-20s. All these millionaires were on this conference call. People alleged, you know, they had all these were business people. They were very successful. And he said, "I exhort you this morning to forgiveness." He said, "To quantum forgiveness." He said, "Because the richer you get, the more successful you are, the more the offenses come. The purpose of an offense, of somebody making you mad, somebody trying to strip you of your integrity, strip you of your dignity, rob you, is to weaken the frequency of your love and your energy so that you don't have
the strength to finish the course. You don't have the strength to hang in the game of life. You don't have the strength to go after your dreams. You don't have the strength to make your dream happen. Because they send all these offenses and you spend more time fighting the offense, then you have no energy left to go after the dream. He said, but you have to be sharp.
You have to be diligent. You have to be you have to be sensitized that when an offense comes, the purpose of that offense is to make you richer.
And it makes you richer by stirring your soul and you pulling out of the heaven in you a blessing for that person. I think about this young man night and day in that whole exegy, that whole scenario, that whole play on words. That offenses come to stir the depths of you for you to find in yourself a blessing that you can reset the fences of others with the blessings in you. That you were anointed and divinely created to transform humanity through the blessings that God has remotely deposited in your heart, in your soul. And I guess maybe that's what Jesus was talking about when he said, bless those that persecute you and say all manners of evil against you. And that's why I want to leave this radio show tonight. Every single one of you were intentionally created to be a guardian of the environment. And it's great strides because people have so many hidden secrets where they're burying toxins and they got high radiation levels and electronics and phones and keyboards. And people really don't know how to talk about it. But they want to offend you if you do. And now we got a new game plan. Instead of us sitting back and feeling defenseless, because people strategize these great offenses against us and post up crazy stuff on the internet and say we're not who we say we are and we're not this and our technology is not that, you know, we can come back and say, I bless you. I bless your life to be full. I bless your deceptive heart to be cleansed. Wherever you experience bitterness in your life, may the hope of glory stir the water in your belly. Stir the waters, the streams of bitterness in you, and make them sweet. Because people will make their life around lies and fake news. Now, everybody's getting paid and compensated for fake news. Our children are so confused because they can't even get truth from the people who's supposed to be governing us and our leadership. It's scandalous how the world is shifting. And truth no longer has a sacred reign. And so people are talking about the new governance feeling like a dictatorship because the new world order is to issue offenses on people to silence them, to castrate them, and take away the hope in them. But tonight, before we leave this radio station, I'm a woman of God serving the people of God, serving the angels in the cities of God. I care about humanity. I care that the next generation can have a clean breath to breathe and that children can live to see their grandchildren and be healthy enough to play, crawl on the floor, climb a tree, sit down and read a book without being blind. I care enough. Nobody is going to stop me from loving the earth, loving each and every one of you, laboring and fighting. Nobody's going to take that out of me because that's my gift from God. That's who I am. I'm an intentional love to solve this purpose. Somebody said, how did you learn how to do this, Dr. Lally? I said, I talked to the God who makes everything. He says in the book of Proverbs, you can read it for yourself. Go to chapter 8, it says. He will give witty inventions. He will give you witty inventions. Go to Psalm 23. The book says, he is our shepherd. Because sometimes we don't know what to do, where to go, who to do it with. He's our shepherd. And we don't have to want for anything. He's our shepherd. We shall not want. He's our shepherd. We shall not want. In the Hebrew text, that translates to he is Jehovah Ra'ah, the God who sees us, who guides us. May each and every one of you come to know him as Jehovah Ra'ah, your shepherd. The God who loves you, the God who's guiding you, the God who created you, the God who filled your heart with passion, the God who flooded you with mercy, the God who strengthened you to have courage to knock on your neighbor's door when you hear that they're having seizures, sun up to sun down. They can't walk, they can't talk, they've had strokes, they've had heart attacks, they're blind, they have tumors. And say, I don't have all the answers, but let's start by what are your levels of radiation and chemical exposure? And let's see if we can reduce exposure. Because of us, we have better families, healthier streets, healthier neighbors, healthier cities, healthier nations. And for that, I am so deeply humbled. And may all of us live in the quantum in this year, where we know we're full of blessings. Every time someone offends us and tries to make us angry, instead of going and becoming an offense back to them, we're going to go to the blessing and reset them. Because do you know, some people have never seen what love looked like. I tell people I grew up in a troublesome home. My family was shipwrecked when I was 4.5 years old. I saw domestic violence that should have put my father under the jail. As I become a registered nurse, I understand that he had chemical and radiation hypersensitivity. He was diabetic, and every time he would go work with the asphalt and the tire and the fumes, he would come home in a rage, and it broke my family apart. And I had great offense about him that mustered into hatred. And one of the things I had to do was go to his graveside and tell him I forgived him. I forgave him. I loved him. And I said, you had to have environmental toxins in your being. He was the best dad, excellent provider, very successful businessman, but he was full of rage and violence. out of nowhere, he became full of rage and violence. When he went into hauling, he had owned a truck company that hauled asphalt and all kind of chemicals. It really affected him. And I went to the quantum where I was able to forgive my father, and I was able to bless him and bless the legacy because he was a hardworking man. He was an honorable man. He never cheated anybody. He gave people a fair, you know, a car or whatever you brought from him. He ensured it was the highest level of integrity, the highest level of service. He was about being the best. And I honored that about my father. And this year, we're going to be about the business of blessing everyone. I bless every single one of you on this radio show. I bless the efforts that you have to support me. I bless your families. I bless your dreams. I bless God to bless you exceedingly for how you have sown your efforts into this radio show. I'm going to be blessing on every radio show. Jonathan Hill, you have an extraordinary year of tremendous blessings in your family. I thank all of you that contacted me when you saw my nephew get hurt 2 Sundays ago. He was the young man that got hit in the Green Bay-Detroit Lions game. They had to take him off the field by ambulance. He was knocked unconscious, and his body was numb. The life was knocked out of him. We thought he was going to be paralyzed. But we are a praying family. When he made that tackle and he went airborne and came down on his neck, we were calling on the God who created him to strengthen the tissue of his neck to sustain that trauma. And we thank God that by the time he got to the hospital, he was moving and he was talking. And he was discharged the next day. He is on concussion precautions, but we're believing God for a full recovery for him. And we thank God that he strengthened Green Bay to whoop Dallas in the Dallas Stadium. If y'all saw that game, you know it was powerful. But he is the first young man that we ever custom did a flat battery for. He's been wearing flat batteries since he was like 11 years old. And I'm thanking God so much so that I can remember he was so weak he couldn't even hold a soda, a Coca-Cola in his hand. That static would just make him imbalanced. But today, because he's been in frequency all his life, he has such a strong immune system and quickness, the endurance. So it's been wonderful. Thank you all for the emails and the phone calls to express your concerns about his injury. But he's doing well. He's going to be okay. And we just believe in for that. So having said all that, I love and celebrate you. And I thank God for you. And we got some exciting testimonies coming ahead. I don't know if I was able to share about the solar panel conversions. People are loving it. They're loving it. It's doing amazing for solar panels. People already have solar panels on their house. So having said all that, good night, everyone. You've been fabulous. I bless all of you to have an exceeding life. This year, Mario, we're doing the exceeding with the cows. This year, Columbia University, we're doing the exceeding with our program. And I love and celebrate all of you. Thank you, Ida. You are the best angel host anyone could ask for. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Dr. Lally. Good night, Lynn, Ron, Nathan.
Ron. Bye.
I really do feel like I feel like